Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
No, there's no England anymore. The question is there an America anymore? Let me read you a little statement by one of the practitioners of the religion of peace, late ISIL spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani. He said, if you're not able to find an IED or a bullet, then single out the disbelieving American, Frenchman, or any of their allies, smash his head with a rock, or slaughter him with a knife, or run him over with your car, he said. Those of us on the front lines of this war to save the West have known what this war is for a very long time. We know there's an Islamo-fascist movement more vicious than that of Hitler's Germany, without the weaponry or the organization of Hitler's Germany, but in many ways more vicious than the Nazis. We've known this for many years. And then on the other side, we have the psychopathic apologists. Call them liberals if you want. I don't know what they are. They've ceased to represent humanity to me, those who would dig their own graves and throw themselves in the name of some kind of political expediency and cowardice. And as I say this, I think of Wolf Blitzer, but he's not alone. Media downplayed the London terror attack today in every way they possibly could. Every which way they could. A bearded man ran people over and knifed people. Bearded man. Another way they put it was gun incident. Gun incident on the London Bridge. What part of reality do you not understand? What part of reality do you not understand? And let me ask you a bigger question. There seems to be a divide in this country and in the West itself between reality and psychopathic unreality. I always thought the divide ended where survival began and ended, but I was wrong. So let me ask you a simple question. I've been having an email discussion with a listener today about reality. And I asked the listener a couple of questions about reality. What is reality? And the listener said, well, reality is what you make of it. You can make reality anything you want. You make anything you want. Listener said, we have the ability to control our perspective to a high degree. You can make it into anything. Optimism, pessimism, acceptance, resistance, going with the flow, trying to force your own agenda, appreciating what you have, being unsatisfied with what you have, choices that we make. So, Savage, the listener said, the question of real or unreal is purely based on our beliefs as far as we can know them. And then the listener said, prove to me existence itself as we know it is real or unreal. Or prove to me that existence as you know it is the same as existence as I know it. So I sent a parable about Albert Einstein, where the story goes, and I think it's a true story. A man came in after he published the theory of relativity, and he let him come in to see him. And he said, Herr Einstein, I finally understand it. There is no reality. Whereupon Einstein stood up and slapped the man in the face and said, that is reality. I remember reading that, and shortly thereafter, I must have been 20 years old, I was on a country road in the Catskill Mountains in New York, and I ran over a rabbit. Got out and saw the dead thing squashed in the road. And I remember writing in my journal, tonight I ran over and killed a rabbit. This is reality. So now we have a reality in London. We have a Muslim fanatic trying to stab a cop, driving a car onto a bridge, hitting 20 civilians, killing some of them, maiming others for life. And you have Wolf Blitzer and the others in denial, more concerned about offending certain members of their populations than protecting themselves and others. United Nations put out a memo regulating hate speech they say is not an attack on free speech. written by a human rights commissioner, a Muslim named Zaid Ra'ad al-Hussein. They'll kill us all. If you have no idea that they have penetrated virtually every organization in the news, every organization of, quote, human rights has been penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zaid Ra'ad al-Hussein, said that regulating hate speech is not an attack on free speech. No, no, not at all. It's the right of self-expression, which carries special duties and responsibilities. So therefore, you've got all of the capons like Wolf Blitzer, the emasculated media figures who say it's a bearded man. A knife attack, a gun incident. So where does that leave you? What are we going to do here in America? We elected Donald Trump. That's what we're going to do in America. He came out and he ran real hard on no more Muslims in this country. He was going to stop the immigration of Muslims. What did the vermin in the media do? What did the vermin in the media and the government do? Called him a racist. So today, you see what they did to this man? Donald Trump came out right after this incident and didn't even say it was an attack. We have the soundbite that'll make your hair stand up. You have to listen to Donald Trump today in clip number two on the Savage Nation. Just listen to this.
Sir, we're just getting an update on London. We were having some big news having to do with London. So it just happened. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Look what they did to him. Look what they did to him. The man who could have been our Winston Churchill has now been destroyed by the vermin on the left. And, you know, speaking of Winston Churchill, I would be remiss not to talk about Winston Churchill's statements when Hitler was on the rise in 1938. I want you to listen to clip number three. It has more meaning today than it did then. Listen carefully, please.
You see these dictators on their pedestal, surrounded by the bayonets of their soldiers and the truncheons of their police. They are afraid of words and thoughts. Words spoken abroad. Thoughts stirring at home. All the more powerful becomes forbidden. These terrify them. A little mouse, a little tiny mouse of thought appears in the room. And even the mightiest potentates are thrown into panic. They make frantic efforts to bar out thoughts and words. They're afraid of the workings of the human mind. A state of society where men may not speak their minds, where children denounce their parents to the police, where a businessman or small shopkeeper ruins his competitor by telling tales about his private opinion. Such a state of society cannot long endure if it is brought continually in contact with the healthy outside world.
Once again, the world is at war, I wrote on page 65 of Trump's War. I wrote this. It was almost prophetic. That's why the book is number one on the New York Times bestseller list, or should be. Yeah, I'd be remiss not to tell you that because no one else will. You're not going to hear it on the news. It's usually big news when a political book becomes number one. This book beat everyone in the first week. It outsold George Bush's book. Little old Mike Savage, immigrant son from the Bronx, beat the spoiled baby George W. Bush with his book, with all of the Republican Party behind him, with the media behind him, with his pink shirt behind him, with his crybaby behavior behind him. I beat him. Why? It wasn't about me. It was about my message. My message in Trump's War. The book outsold all the other books. It should be number one on the New York Times list, but it won't be. They're going to modify the list to meet their political agenda, we fear. But it doesn't matter to me, because the words in that book are more true today than they were when I wrote them a few weeks ago. I'll read from page 65. No, no, don't turn the radio off, because you're not going to get anything like this today anywhere else. I'll read you a few sentences from Trump's War. Once again, the world is at war, I wrote. Europe once again bathed in blood with the radical Islamist terrorism that found little resistance under Barack Hussein Obama. Here in America. Then we talk in the book, I talked about Merkel invading her own country with hordes of Muslims. From countries replete with radical Islamic terrorism to ethnically alter her own nation, destroy German culture and replace it with chaos. The Germans released the truck killer, Anis Amri, from prison. Merkel said we don't know if he did it. 1,000 people may have seen him do it, but his DNA was not in the truck, so they let him go. I told my listeners right on this radio show in the Savage Nation on the day of the attack to watch for the Germans to blame a right-winger for the attack. It's a classic Stasi trick. It would be just like Merkel's psychotic Nazi socialist police. They released the Muslim who killed all those people even after ISIS had taken responsibility and everyone else knew who did it. Why? And I explain why. And I don't want to waste your time explaining who Merkel is and why she should be in prison, let alone not as Chancellor of Germany. All you got to know is that after being released from custody by the communist Merkel, this Muslim terrorist, Amri, escaped to the Netherlands and eventually ended up in Milan, where he was shot dead after shooting a policeman. What does it tell you about this barbarian? What does it tell you about America? What does it tell you about America's media? What does it tell you about the world you live in? It tells you this, which I write again in Trump's War, a prophetic book for all time. Here's what I wrote. Tell me if you disagree or agree. Where is your reality? Tell me what your reality says when I read you this line. Tell me, I don't care if you're a liberal or a self-identified socialist, listen to what I wrote and tell me what you think of this sentence. I wrote this: radical Islam is a violent political movement masquerading as a religion. And until the needed reformation that even moderate Muslims are calling for takes place, radical Islam will kill us all. A few days after the Christmas attack, the Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot in the back on live television by an Islamofascist yelling, Allahu Akbar. But that's not all he shouted. You didn't hear the rest of the killer's message in the liberal media, but I had the translation for my listeners the next day on this radio show. He went on to say this. He said, we are those who have given a pledge of allegiance to Muhammad that we will carry on jihad. That may offend Andy Cooper, but that's what the man said. He was acting in the tradition of jihad that goes right back to Muhammad himself. Who do you think was behind the ambassador's murder? Do you think it was just a deranged Turkish cop? I don't. Who do you think it was who drove the truck into the crowd in Germany? With blood all over the streets of Germany, where are the German men, I asked. I see people who look like German men. They talk like German men. But where are the German fighters who were as tough as any in the world? What happened to them? And then I conclude with this statement and tell me what you think of it, all of you progressives. I'll tell you what happened to the German men. They were beaten into submission by the radical feminist socialist left. That's just what would have happened in this nation if God had not intervened and given us Donald Trump. Are these prophetic words or dangerous words? They're all in Trump's war. They're all in my heart and in my head, and I know reality. This is not a belief. This is a reality. And unless you know reality, you're going to be run over by it. This is Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. What is reality? If you were run over by a truck driven by a bearded man, well, it means you were just hit by a truck driven by a bearded man. If you're walking on the bridge and a bearded man runs you over and screams Allahu Akbar, you would just say, well, he's just a religious man who lost control of the wheel. See, if you're a real liberal in San Francisco, you're in constant denial, and one rationalization adds to the last rationalization until you don't know reality at all. And those of us who do know reality are called every name under the sun, except the correct name. And what is the correct name for men like me who see reality as it is? Tell me what the correct name is. We are the seers. We are the thinkers. We are the leaders. Instead, we are castigated by the drug addicts and the mental deviants who run the media. The drug addicts and the deviants who run the American media. the drug addicts and the deviants who run the Western media, the drug addicts and the deviants who run the entire West, who tried to smear Donald Trump with every word that they release from their sick minds. Every word that leaves their lips is a lie. And then when reality hits them in the face, such as, yes, Trump was wiretapped, they'll twist it and say he deserved it. So now we have the attack in London. A bearded man, a knife incident, a shooting incident, Westminster Bridge, all of the psychopathic parliamentarians hiding under their desks because a knife-wielding attacker was shot by armed police in the grounds of Parliament. The very same idiots in England who have banned Michael Savage for speech that they didn't adjudge to be safe have permitted millions upon millions upon millions of psychotic ideas to enter their nation in the form of the hundreds of thousands of Muslims they have let into their country who have now taken over their very mind and their soul. 10 people, 20 people, we don't know how many were run over on the Westminster Bridge after the 4x4 drove onto pedestrians and cyclists. They described them as a middle-aged Asian intruder who then tried to break into the grounds of the Houses of Parliament and stab a police officer before being shot. Now, what will the liberals in San Francisco say? Well, the police officer shouldn't have been armed. He should have reasoned with the man in Urdu or in Arabic. He should have spoken to him and tried to reason with him. Isn't peace what we all want, all you good liberals? In fact, all the police in America should give up their weapons. Isn't that what you want? No weapons, no war, make love, not war. Isn't that what you said? But what happens when war comes to your own front door? What happens when war comes to your door? My friends, it's time for you to face reality. I've been right all along, and if you've disagreed with me on Islamofascism, you sadly have to admit you were wrong. Now, I recognize that we risk associating terrorism with the core beliefs of Islam. We risk offending law-abiding Muslims everywhere. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't know reality of these fanatics, the reality of these fanatics.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, so a picture is released of the attacker in London. That's right. I linked it up from the London Mirror, right on michaelsavage.com, for all the world to see. And my headline is very clear. Psycho libs describe Muslim murderer as bearded man. But why is the fact that he's of the Muslim faith of any importance? Why is that not offensive? Well, if you say a bearded man, it could be a Jew, but he wasn't. If you say a bearded man, it could have been a Hindu, but he wasn't. If you say a bearded man, it could have been a Sikh, but it wasn't. If you say a bearded man, it could have been a Hindu, but it wasn't. If you say a bearded man entered the grounds of the House of Parliament to try to kill people with a machete, it's offensive to Jews with beards, Christians with beards, Hindus with beards, Sikhs with beards. Did it leave anyone out? Oh, Buddhists have beards. Be an affront to Buddha. Could have been a Buddhist man. So why is the essence of the fact that he's doing this in the name of his religion important? Why? Because if you let people like this into the West, you're going to have these attacks over and over and over again until eventually you submit to their madness, as Wolf Blitzer and Andy Cooper have already done. They have been compromised. They have been conquered. They've submitted to the big lie that mentioning the connection to their holy book is an affront to the holy book, which it is not. How many times have I told you the same thing? Jewish Bible, Old Testament, has some vile things in it. Kill homosexuals. Kill adulterers. How many times have I said to you, Jews don't follow all the tenets of the Old Testament? When are we going to see a reformation within Islam where practicing good Muslims can say, well, we don't believe in that kill the infidel stuff. We don't believe in putting a knife to their throat if they're not as religious as us. We believe in live and let live. Have you ever heard that recently? Have you heard it anywhere during the 8 years of the reign of lies from Obama? I haven't. No, so we're living in a very dangerous time because the most dangerous time is a time of not disbelief, but of dissociative unreality. The media is filled with people who are, by definition, psychotic. They're living in a world of dissociative reality. There is no reality in what they report. They may look sane, they may sound sane, but they're insane. By definition, if you don't call a terrorist what he is, you're insane. Because you're encouraging them to do it over and over and over and over again. Well, that's not the world that I happen to inhabit. And it's funny to me that these words are prophetic. Once again, I wrote, the world is at war. Europe is once again bathed in blood with the radical Islamist terrorism that found little resistance under Barack Hussein Obama here in America. Page 65 of Trump's war. And again, it is I'm obliged to tell you this. That Trump's war in the first week, I don't know what the New York Times will do with it, outsold the book by George Bush and the Hillbilly book. It's number one in sales in hardcover nonfiction nationwide, week one. It's important that the New York Times reports this accurately. I don't know if they will. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. We'll find out tonight when they publish their list for the first week. Why is it important? It won't change my income one way or the other. It won't give me an extra 10 cents. But if Trump's war winds up on the number one New York Times bestseller list, and it's reported as Trump's war is Battle for America by Michael Savage, radio talk show host, suddenly people say, well, what does this guy have saying here? What is he trying to say in this book? Well, if you have the book, you know what I'm trying to say. Jim on WABC Line 3, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation, if you don't mind.
Dr. Savage, I'm in the middle of reading your book, and the stuff you just read 2 seconds ago, I actually just read today, and I couldn't agree with you more on how the stuff that's going on is just coming true, and how we need borders, we need culture, and we need language. And I think
that's right. Borders, language, culture. And let's talk about Trump's Muslim ban, which the psychotics in the media defined as a Muslim ban. It was common sense, wasn't it, to ban people from countries which are known to have and to harbor large numbers of fanatics like this one in London? Wouldn't it make sense not to have more of them come into your country if you're trying to keep yourself alive? Of course it would, if you were a sane person and you weren't brainwashed like Andy Cooper is. If you were not brainwashed, as they all are, it seems to me, in the media, like Macho Red Cow, they're brainwashed. Their protocols of liberalism supersede their own survival instincts. And they would rather push their protocols of insane liberalism than report reality. So we've given up on them. Their ratings are in free fall. We despise them. We watch them. We want to break the I wanted to smash the television today. As I watched Wolf Blitzer go on and on about a bearded man, I wanted to reach the screen and slap him in the face and say, stop it, Wolf. You know you're lying. And if you don't know you're lying, then you should get off the air. Get off the air because you're not doing us a public service. You're doing us a public disservice. If you are throwing mud in the eyes of the American people about the dangers they are facing from immigrants from these Muslim, predominantly Muslim countries, you are doing us all a disservice, Mr. Blitzer. But I couldn't say that. It was only a television set. So instead I turned the TV off. I couldn't take it. I couldn't wait until I got on the air today. Because I'm trying to warn you about the danger you are in. I'm trying to awaken you to the danger you are in. I'm trying to save you from the danger you put yourself in through disbelief and unreality. That is what I am doing today. Now, again, we have to go to the other side, where liberals are terrified of offending. They're terrified of offending anyone except us deplorables. Isn't it ironic they're afraid of offending even terrorists of the Muslim faith, but they're not afraid of offending the deplorables who elected Trump? How is that possible? Why is that? Why is it that they hate no one except those of us who voted for Trump? How is it possible? How come they're afraid of inflammatory statements except when it comes to us? Well, I have many answers to these questions, and they're not very pleasant answers, so I think I'll ignore them for right now. But let's go back to Donald Trump for a minute. He was elected largely through my help, and when he came on the scene, he was really forceful in his statements. They've muted him. They put him on the defensive. They got him where they want him. They got him on the ropes. And in the book, I say the patriots who elected him have vowed to take their country back. Standing in their way are far-left radicals who have taken over the Democratic Party, check Schumer. Rhinos protecting their big business special interests, check Ryan. War profiteers with trillions to lose if Trump restores peace, check anyone on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Liberal media who will stop at nothing to bring Trump down, check them all. Says while everyone else was still talking about the election, Michael Savage was already looking ahead to the war Trump and his supporters will have to fight. Well, we're fighting it right now. Trump said, he put in a ban the other day. What did he ban? He banned electronic devices on airplanes from certain countries. Well, the liberal media went crazy. Local San Francisco paper that ignored all reality through the 8 years of Obama's terror attacks on the American psyche are saying, what a terrible thing it is to take these long flights without devices on airplanes. That's all they could think about. They didn't have their devices on the airplanes as they fly to the various places around the globe where they can seek pleasure. They will have no devices. I guess they forgot how to read a book or a magazine or how to do a crossword puzzle. They need a device on an airplane? What do you need a device for? Pick up a book or a newspaper if you want. Take a magazine with you. No, you need a device on an airplane. So why did Trump ban these devices from these predominantly Muslim countries? And that is airplanes going back and forth to them. Why do you do it? Well, I must also caution you that he was not alone. The UK did it as well. Do you know why? Because they had internet chatter that was quite relevant right up until this terror attack at the UK Parliament today, where a cop was stabbed and 20 were mowed down by the Muslim with a beard. They had chatter that an attack was going to occur. And they also know that the fanatics who have done nothing for humanity except kill, murder, maim, torture, and rape. I haven't seen any Nobel Prizes coming out of that segment of the world recently. How is it that no Nobel Prizes are given for saving lives in the minds of these people? How is that even possible? How is it there's no Nobel Prizes, no discoveries, no advancements in human knowledge? Nothing but a retrograde ninth century view of the world? That's all they can give us? And you want more of them in the country? All the liberal girls who may be listening to the show, do you want more of them here? Why? What is wrong with you? Are you that stupid? Has your brain that been fogged that badly that you don't understand that you are putting your own self in danger through the stupidity that you learned at Harvard and at Berkeley? That this tolerance you were taught is nothing but suicide? And that how ultra-tolerance is killing us? And that even a strawberry, if you look at it under a microscope, yes, a humble strawberry, even a strawberry has slight barbs on it. Even a strawberry has barbs on their berries. Why? Why does a strawberry, why did nature evolve barbs on a strawberry? To prevent insects from eating the soft flesh of the strawberry. Well, you are the soft flesh of America. And the barbs that would protect you, you've been told, are intolerant. The barbs that would protect you, you have been told, are the deplorables. The barbs that would protect you, those cops on the corner, those barbs, you have been told, are fascists. Those barbs have been called every name under the sun. But they're there to protect you, little girl. But you don't know that because your brain has been washed since childhood by your schooling. Only God can intervene and save us. I thought God did step in by helping us elect Trump. But when I saw Trump come out today, and frankly, I didn't know what he was talking about. It seems they got to him. He should come out right now, sometime today, and say, I was right about the travel ban, and I was also right about this ban on electronic devices, and here's why. We have intelligence that even Britain is following and others, and I was right. And everyone in the media ought to bow their heads in shame. That's what he should be doing. But he's not being advised by the right people right now. Something has taken over the White House that is hard to imagine. Something has now penetrated the inner circle that I cannot put my fingers on. I don't know who's telling him to get up there and not say what's real. Today is the day we need the president. So here we are, my friends. Terror attack by a bearded man. Knife event. Gun event, not related to anything to do with a particular religion. It's an affront to all other religions, isn't it? What do you think? This is the Savage Nation. I'll take your calls at 855-407-2822. The minute I return on this very, very sad day in human history.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Well, they just identified the British Parliament attacker. He was not a Jew. He was not a Christian. He was not a Hindu. He was not a Buddhist. He was not a Zoroastrian. No, his name is Abu Izzaddin, a radical Muslim cleric. Isn't that interesting? Well, before we go into that, truthfully, I've got to tell you about a great product, and it's an important part of the show because my advertisers, such as Superbeats, make the show possible. You probably know by now I was formerly director of nutrition for one of America's largest health food chains. And when I found Superbeats, I said I have to have that on my show because it really does the job of increasing blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. How does it do that? You see, beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert into nitric oxide in the body. And Superbeets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. You see, Superbeets works three times faster to give you results you can feel, and it happens to taste great. When I take Super Beats, I feel the energy and stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I happen to want you to feel it too. So call 800-481-0504. That's 800-481-0504. Or please go to SavageLovesBeats.com. Write it down, SavageLovesBeats.com. That's an S in there, Loves Beats. You're going to get a 30-day supply absolutely free with your first order. It is backed by a money-back guarantee, and you're also going to get a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results you feel with your first free canister. It's guaranteed to get your money back. So call SavageLovesBeats.com. British Parliament attacker was a radical Muslim cleric, Abu Izzaddin, who has been convicted of inciting terrorist acts in England, but they never threw the bum out. See, I'm banned from entering England. I'm the only member of the American media banned from entering England. But this piece of human trash has been known as an Islamist extremist. His name was Trevor Brooks, born to Jamaican parents in the UK and converted to Islam when he was 17. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it great how the religion of peace made him a better man and how it taught him to turn the other cheek after driving over it with a truck? On January 2016, Izzaddin, who was killed today by cops, evil cops, and another Islamist militant was sentenced to 2 years in prison in January for breaching the Terrorism Act by leaving the UK without notifying the police. You hear this? And they let him back in. They let him back in. I can't enter England, but this piece of human trash was let to go in and out. Why? Because there's no England anymore. That's why. I can't go to England. I'm not allowed to go to England. He's allowed to go to England. And he's allowed to kill people in England. In 2014, a Live League video showed activists of the British First Defense Force, those are the white guys who are trying to save England from the stupid, idiot, psychopathic liberals, clashing with this Muslim throwback and notorious hate preacher, Anjem Chowdhury, as they walked down the street during a protest in London. So the British First Defense Force, white men who are the descendants of those who built England and want to save England from themselves, have been called a hate group. But this piece of human trash was not called a hate preacher. He was allowed to go in and out of the country. It's beyond comprehension to see the West going up like this. So there it is, my friends. You have them here as well. They're all around you. They're all around you in New York, San Francisco, Austin, Dallas. Everywhere you turn, they're just waiting for the opportunity to kill you. But you don't know that. Because if your own sense tells you to be careful, you check that thought with, wait a minute, am I being a racist? Am I being insensitive? Am I being a this and I being a that? No, it's actually your survival instincts. My friends, I'm doing the best I can to warn you. But even Paul Revere had a limited run.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. We'll be right back. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Yeah. Kind of dramatic, isn't it? It means nothing to those of you who think it's all a joke and it's just for ratings. So let's see now. A bearded man goes on a rampage, kills a cop, runs over 20 people, and it's nothing to you. It's all a laughing stock, or it's caused by the deplorables themselves. You see, if the deplorables had not launched air attacks against the poor innocent terrorists in the Middle East, there would be no attacks. That's the way the twisted minds work. They don't know history. They don't know that they've been at war against the infidels for well over, 1,000 years now? One crusade after another against Christians and Jews and everyone else on the planet. That's how they conquered such a large swath of territory on the planet in 25 years, was through killing, murdering, beheading, setting things on fire, raping their way across lands and in terrorizing people into submission. Bring more of those types to here, to the country. And let those of us who try to warn you what will happen in one generation, call us every name under the sun. Fill in the blank. So President Trump's eldest son slammed the mayor of London, who's a Muslim, just hours after a terror attack that killed 4 and injured 20, about comments that the Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, made that, quote, attacks are part of living in a big city. Trump's son said, you have to be kidding me. Terror attacks are part of living in a big city, says London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Donald Trump Jr. wrote on Twitter and linked to Khan's comments in a September article in a British newspaper. In the article, Khan, a frequent critic of President Trump, said terror attacks are, quote, part and parcel of living in a big city, quote unquote, following a bomb explosion in Manhattan that injured 29 people, again committed by a Muslim. So you see, there are apologists, fellow travelers, and absolute friends of terrorists in high places in this country. And they're not on Donald Trump's team. They're on the other team. They're playing for the other side, knowingly or unknowingly, and they're called super progressives. They may as well be wearing a headscarf and screaming Allahu Akbar themselves, because they've joined together with radical Islam to bring the West to its knees. In Trump's War, the War for Our Borders, on page 65, I wrote, once again the world is at war. Europe is once again bathed in blood with the radical Islamist terrorism that found little resistance under Barack Hussein Obama here in America. I write more. On page 66, I confirm a number of other things, and I say, quote, this confirms what I've been saying for years. Radical Islam is a violent political movement masquerading as a religion. And until the needed reformation that even moderate Muslims are calling for takes place, radical Islam, okay, will still be radical. Many attacks and constant denial by the wolfies of the media. Even today, all we heard were justifications, obfuscations, denials by the media until the point of no return. And so we put together a little montage to show you what the useless idiots in the media that we've all turned on had to say about these terror attacks. And you're listening to The Savage Nation. Before I play this, I have to backtrack because so much is swirling through me right now. I have to control where I go with it. Just yesterday on this show, in the middle of celebrating my 23rd year on radio, I was doing a potpourri of events and things. Did I not tell you on this program I had an uneasy feeling in my stomach that something terrible was about to happen on the world stage? Oh, yes, I believe I did. Some of us actually can see ahead. Some of us can see around corners. Some of us can actually see things that are going to occur. And these people, like myself, were, in the past generations, revered in their society instead of reviled. But because our society has been poisoned by liberalism, a sickness that is almost impossible to diagnose, let alone to treat. Many of you don't even understand who the seers are, because you have confused people like myself with the opposite of who we are. So all I can do is keep being who I am and tell you what I see is and tell us what we must be doing. which is why I wrote this book, Trump's War, which incidentally was number one in sales first week of its publication, beating George Bush's book and a hillbilly book. It should be number one in the New York Times list, but we don't know what the New York Times will choose to do with the book. They alter their lists according to their own politics often, so we don't know what's going to happen. Whether it's number one or two or three doesn't really matter to me. It should be number one because it is. What matters to me is that the message of Trump's war is going to get out there. And this book will be a perennial seller for the next year or two. Do you know why? Because Donald Trump is the only thing we have between us and a total meltdown of our society. Now, he, of course, unfortunately, is in trouble right now. They have put him in a place where he's afraid to say anything. So right after the terror attack today, he came out and didn't say anything. He still hasn't said anything. He should be out there right now. If I were his advisor, I would say, come out now, Mr. Trump, President Trump, and say that your travel ban was right. See, we told you so. Then come out and say that your ban of electronic devices on flights to and from certain nations is correct because we have intelligence showing us that they've developed a certain explosive that can be hidden inside laptops and other electronic devices. That's why I put the travel ban in place. Do you understand this? Instead, he's not saying that. They've told him to dummy up. They've taken our president and little men, the Lilliputians in the media, have tied him up in strings and put him into a net. The Lilliputians have tied him up and put him into a net. But yes, yesterday I warned you something was going to happen. I'll warn you something else today. Something else bigger than this is going to happen. And I fear it's going to be North Korea. Oh, they launched a missile, a test missile. Did you hear about that one? Oh, you're busy worrying about Donald Trump and Russia, you idiots, you. You stupid idiots listening to a jackal like Maxine Waters on nothing. Listen to a jackal like Maxine Waters on nothing, you fools, you. North Korea tried to launch a missile in the direction of Japan yesterday. It fell into the ocean. You say, well, you see that he can't do it. He will do it. He will do it as sure as I'm standing here. That's the world's biggest threat right now is North Korea. Even Barack Obama knew this. Even Barack Obama used the cyber warfare against North Korea. We're learning this only today to prevent them from launching their missiles. And it could be the people in Barack Obama's cyber warfare division that invaded or infected the computers that launched that missile that prevented it from striking Japan even as a test or overflying Japan to threaten the Japanese. We don't know who did it, but it's somebody, they're saying, in our government was able to penetrate and infect the computers in North Korea and stop the missile from launching properly. But it's only a matter of time until the North Koreans figure out how to do it. And then what are we going to do? Blame Donald Trump again? Blame him for everything. Blame him for cancer. Blame him for polio. Blame him for the common flu. That's the best you progressives can offer is insanity. Robert, what else did we have waiting? You said you had something. You had me yesterday saying something's going to happen. I want to hear it myself. Let's see what I said. It's a weird day out there. I feel like we're in the eye of the hurricane. And something terrible is about to happen in the world. I just feel it. My intuition is, the antennae are going off. Something bad's going to happen. North Korea is going to launch, take out an island, like an Aleutian Island, or... This guy's insane. This North Korean bug is so bad. If we had a legitimate Democrat Party, they would stop their insanity. They would unify with Trump, and they would organize around the clock to stop this lunatic in North Korea. Yeah. So today we had the Muslim attack by a bearded man. Knife attack, gun incident. Listen to the montage that my wonderful group, Robert and Jim, put together this morning of the useless idiots. All of the useless idiots in the media downplaying the London terror attack as it relates to a certain mindset. Let's put it that way. Listen to 01.
Coming on the air because of one, possibly two security situations unfolding right now in central London. The report of shots fired outside Parliament.
Two separate incidents now in central London where a man believed to have been armed with a knife threatened a police officer.
I don't want to link these incidents, but it does suggest that that's the pattern of events. People lying on the bridge, the car going into the railings, and a policeman being stabbed.
Two separate crime scenes, one involving an officer being stabbed. stabbed at the parliament, another involving people being mowed down by a vehicle.
The UK police are investigating what they're calling this firearms incident right near the British Parliament in London.
There was a firearms incident. We've got a vehicle that's gone into the railings there at Parliament, just off the bridge.
Just to the side of Big Ben is where the incident took place.
Incident inside.
I can't listen to this anymore. I'm no longer an Anglophile. I can't take it anymore. What a generation of losers they become. They can't even defend themselves against the people they've led into their own country. You want to destroy all of them. Bend them to their will. It's unbelievable to me. Then they have a group that wants to defend England, and they call them racists, right-wing maniacs. You get the picture. They are the deplorables of England. We are the deplorables of America, those of us who know the danger we are in and have done something about it. And now the Schumers of the world, oh, do I have a word for him, but it's a word I can't use because it will be interpreted correctly. Unfortunately, it will put me in great jeopardy. The word for him has to come from another era. It's from the 1930s, when certain men like him, let us say, pushed innocent people into areas they didn't belong in order to have them, sacrifice them, let's put it to you that way. Old Schumer was the type that would have sacrificed people for his own political career. Oh, is he awful. Oh, is he an awful man in my estimation. And he's a symbol of everything wrong with American politics. Rather than joining with the president in protecting America and Americans, rather than stopping this maddening insanity, this obsession with the false narrative about Russia, which they're now feeding upon, they created a false narrative that was created by Hillary Clinton. And now they're feeding this cancer with their own lies. And they believe that the oxygen that they're giving it will keep the cancer alive. And to the detriment of what? To the detriment of our own survival. The Trump ban is 100% relevant. The ban not only of the nations from which Muslims can come, or whatever the people may be from those countries, into this country was number one. Number two, the electronics ban from certain countries, all relevant, all intelligent. It doesn't matter whether we offend certain people. What matters is that we protect our people. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. It doesn't matter if we offend certain people. What matters is that we protect our people. This is the Savage Nation. We're talking about a terror attack in the United Kingdom. If you don't know who did it, go to michaelsavage.com. I don't see this picture anywhere else. There he is on the ground. Psycholibs describe Muslim murderer as bearded man is my headline from the London Mirror attack. Does that offend you? I hope not. I hope it awakens you to the reality you're living in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. This just came in to me from the WorldNet Daily people, my partners on my website. Michael Savage says, Britain's ban on me hasn't stopped terrorism. Politicians obsessed with not offending Muslims as attacks continue, I said. Banned for entering Britain for still unspecified hate speech. Talk radio host Michael Savage found a note of irony in the terrorist attack today in London. The UK banned Savage from entry in 2009, presumably for his forthrightness about the consequences of unbridled immigration from mostly Muslim nations that regard themselves as enemies of Western civilization. The British and other Europeans, he told WND, are, quote, obsessed with protecting their sensitive Muslim brethren from any commentary about who they really are, and their hatred for the West and Western values, their hatred of women, Jews, Christians, and less fanatical Muslims. They go on. Savage was banned from entering the UK by Prime Minister Gordon Brown's government, which lumped him together with Muslim jihadists and leaders of racist groups for, quote, seeking to provoke others to serious criminal acts and fostering hatred, as WND reported. The British government, however, has never specified what Savage has said that might threaten the nation's security. Savage has documented his battle against the ban in his book Banned in Britain, which includes official correspondence released under the UK's Freedom of Information Law, which reveals a decision was made at the highest level of government to use Michael's name to provide, quote, balance to a, quote, least wanted list dominated by Muslim extremists. In January, the British Parliament debated banning Donald Trump from entering the UK shortly before his inauguration as president. A Muslim Labour Party member of Parliament said, Trump's words are poisonous. charging, quote, they risk inflaming tension between vulnerable communities. Savage said today, anyone who says what the truth is called a hate speaker. So they'd rather have someone say what's not real and get bombed or run over to feel that they're more pure and better people, said Savage. Britain, he said, lets Muslim hate preachers in to talk about killing the Queen and the infidels and overthrowing their government, and they still haven't lifted the ban on Michael Savage, talk show host. This is the mark of the whole West dying. Girls are run over on a bridge, and they say anyone who speaks the truth is a racist, continued Savage. In London Wednesday, an assailant was being described by media only as a bearded Asian man, ran over pedestrians on Westminster Bridge and stabbed a police officer on the grounds of Parliament. At least four people are dead, including an armed police officer and the assailant, and 20 have been injured. Savage continued, if ever there was Exhibit A of liberalism as a mental disorder, it's in London right now. He said the attack Wednesday is the death of the West in 3D color. The entire media calls it everything but what it is. They will not say it's a Muslim when we all know it's a Middle Eastern attack. Savage believes the response should be profiling and, quote, no more immigration from Muslim nations to any Western nation. Everyone knows that's the only answer, he said. The Parliament was on lockdown Wednesday afternoon while the House of Commons was assembled. Savage said all these parliamentarians are hiding under their desks from the very Muslims that they're flooding into their own nation. What do you think of that commentary? Does it offend you? I hope not. People are saying these things. Let's see what else they're saying. Just one man committed this mayhem and shut down London and Parliament for an entire day. If a tiny fraction of Muslims there continue these attacks, the British economy will come crashing down and daily life will become unbearable. The leftist radical judges stopping Trump from preventing this madness happening here need to be overruled and impeached. Amen. Right on. All power to the same people. It's all in Trump's war. At the risk of your displeasure, some of us actually see what's going on, speak what's going on, write what's going on. Some of us read what's going on. Well, all I can do is do what I do and hope that enough people come around to my way of thinking before it is absolutely too late. We're awaiting the publication of the New York Times bestseller list, which will occur after the show goes off the air, minutes after. And although I outsold all of the books in my category in the hardcover nonfiction, we'll see what the good people at the New York Times do with their list.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The most disturbing part of today for me is not only the killing of the policemen and the running over 20 people and the covering up by the Wolfies and the these and the that in the media. What they've done to Trump worries me more than all of it put together. I wanted a forceful response. Instead, I got a mealy-mouthed George Bush kind of response. I couldn't believe what he was saying. He said some big news just happened. Now, it's been hours since the attack by the Muslim fanatic. 20 people were injured, some fighting for their lives. One cop was killed. CNN downplayed the ISIS-style parliament attack as a firearms incident. But Donald Trump hasn't said anything. He was the national security president. It's why I worked so hard for him to get him elected as a media person. I felt he was the only chance we had to awaken from the slumber of liberalism that had infected the entire country. I thought he was the right man for the job, and maybe he is, but something's wrong with the picture. Who is keeping Trump back from saying what is today is what I want to know. John on KSFO Line 1, go ahead, please. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mr. Savage. It's been a definite pleasure. Just want to let you know that the reason, just on your point about Trump not commenting, I think what it's driving is everybody, including yourself in the media, asking why isn't Trump commenting on this awful terrorist attack? Clearly there's a terrorist attack. Imagine it being up on every media about why isn't Trump commenting on this horrible thing, and they'll be begging for Trump to make a call about it. So I think his absence is making everybody else, including yourself, question the attack and why it happened.
What do you mean, question the attack? I'm not questioning the attack at all. I know exactly why the attack happened. I mean, I'm questioning why Donald Trump hasn't been forceful in stating the nature of the attack and by whom.
Well, I think in this incident, it may be rather self-explanatory, or a lot of people are going to start drawing the conclusions, and I think it's kind of stirring up the pot because his absence kind of leaves a void. Normally, he would blast on Twitter.
So what you're saying is his not speaking is a strategy?
I think so. I think it's 40.
You mean, wait, the strategy is what, though? What is the strategy? I don't follow it.
This attack is clearly awful. 20 people are injured. It's going to be plastered all over the tabloids. The fact that Trump's absence on these comments are just going to be having people wanting him to comment, wanting Trump to say, look, you're like, why aren't you participating in this? And I think he's going to.
All right. So what you're saying is he's building up tension so that when he finally speaks, they really listen to him?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to be begging for it. Donald Trump. Imagine Jonathan Carl from CNN. Donald Trump, please won't you comment on this clearly awful terrorist attack and where his origins? And then he comes out, says this man was immigrated into the country, even though Michael Savage isn't allowed into the country for merely being a radio host who says words. This man who was a threat to Britain's safety and attacking Parliament was allowed into the country because of Britain's lax immigration laws. Like,
yeah,
the ban about...
It would be very nice if he said that. He could say other things, too, which is that they're at war with the West, and I try to warn you. He could be very clear about it, and we have to slam the door shut on immigration from Muslim nations until we can sort out those of them who are here amongst us, which is what he said before he started this whole ball game. Didn't he say that to us? Didn't he say, I want no Muslim immigration into America until we could sort out all those that were here? And the minute he put in a ban from seven nations, the psychopathic, suicidal, self-destructive liberals called him every name under the sun and then flooded in more of them? How many of them were terrorists when Erdogan himself of Turkey has been saying, I am using the Trojan horse of asylum to infest your nation with terrorists?
Exactly, because 99% of a population believing all one thing isn't normal, Mr. Savage. That happens through force, coercion, law of having 99% Muslim population of these nations. So if you wanted to drive drugs and children traffickers and illegal immigrants with criminal war backgrounds, you would just put them through the Muslim nations because the reflex is to say, oh, anybody who comes through, you must be a racist because of you want
to... Well, we've got to stop listening to those who have committed suicide in their own minds. We cannot let them lead this nation anymore. We cannot let the sick people in the media, who are by definition suicidal, we cannot let them dictate the terms of our own survival. I want to read you a sentence. Once again, the world is at war. Europe is once again bathed in blood with the radical Islamist terrorism that found little resistance under Barack Hussein Obama here in America. That's page 65 of what? Where is that found?
Trump's war.
You got a free copy on the way. Thank you for listening so carefully. Again, I want to reiterate something. If I sold a million books, it wouldn't change my lifestyle. Let me be very clear. If I sold a million more books, it wouldn't change one day in my life. I wouldn't do anything differently. This is about trying to save America and the West from itself, from the psychotic poison of self-hatred, of guilt, that has rendered us incapable of defending ourselves except in very small pockets of resistance. This is the same mentality that puts Black Lives Matter above the blue uniforms that really matter. This is the same sick mentality that glorifies drug use and calls them victims. This is the same mentality that has sympathy for the devil. So it is a war for sure, and it's not only Trump's war, it's our war. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. There's one open line at 855-407-2828. There's so many good callers out there. Dave on WNTY in New York on line 8. Go ahead, please. Question or comment on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I was really impressed, Dr. Savage, yesterday when you felt you had that foreboding feeling something big was going to happen. And you sort of felt like maybe North Korea, whatever. But today there was this London attack from the Islamic terrorist. And so I guess my question is, has your foreboding feeling gone away? And do you feel like the London thing was sort of what your premonition was about? Or do you still feel the foreboding like that, like the London thing really wasn't it?
Okay, I'm gonna give you the answer as you are off the air, and here's the answer from Deuteronomy. And Moses went and spoke these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I can no more go out and come in. And the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. He will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt dispossess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And the Lord will do unto them as he did unto Sihon and to Og, the kings of the Amorites, and unto their land whom he destroyed. and the Lord will deliver them up before you. And you shall do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be affrighted at them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That's my answer. I hope it's not too biblical for you. I think it's quite clear that either we destroy them or they destroy us. And that is what I see coming. We have the man in the White House. He's just the right man to do it. All he's got to do is press a button. He's just got to push a button. He knows where the training camps are. And let me tell you something else. The FBI knows where the... Remember before Obama left office, the FBI was warning us that there were over 1,000 active investigations of radical Muslims in this country who were potential terrorists. They didn't say Muslim, but we knew who we were talking about. They said there were over 1,000 active investigations. Well, now who are they investigating? Donald Trump? And Donald Trump's family? That's who the FBI is now investigating? Where are those 1,000 investigations? Well, my guess is they haven't gone away. My guess is that every FBI agent, every NSA agent, every CIA agent, every intelligence agency in this nation has stopped looking at innocent Americans, at least for the moment, and they're looking at them, the ones who might do us harm, trying to prevent the next terror attack here on our own soil. Now, the question is, why can they not preemptively detain them? The answer is because we have a Fourth Amendment. The question is, how far does the Fourth Amendment go? What do we need to do? See the bomb go off in a schoolyard before we stop them? Well, it's an interesting question. Again, it's freedom versus security. We don't want preventative detention because next you know they might preventively detain a talk show host. We don't know who they might prevent. So thank God we're protected by our Constitution with the Fourth Amendment. So it makes the job of the intelligence agencies and the police agencies almost impossible. They're trapped by their own, they're hung by their own petard of, they are hung by their own petard of a constitutional democracy. It's what cripples us. That is what permits these violent, psychotic felons to enter our nation and preach hatred until they conduct the hatred. It lets them preach the hatred until they actually conduct their hatred. The one who did it today, they identified him. He is a hate preacher, a Muslim hate preacher. They have his name. They knew him. He went in and out of England. He was arrested and released. Sound familiar to you? Like the liberal lawyers in New York and the liberal judges in New York, having sympathy for the devils of the drug dealers, the devils of the terrorists, always crying for them, screaming about the Constitution while using the Constitution to put us in danger. So these are the questions of our time. And how these questions become resolved or are resolved will determine whether we survive, not only as a nation, but as a people altogether. Trump, I think, is getting exhausted and run down from the constant. And think of it as a ball game. Think of a man who we hired to be the captain of our team, who's being tripped on the field by Schumer. Schumer's the type who trips people and says that they tripped him. He was the kind of sneak in school that screamed to the teacher after stepping on someone's arch in the middle of a game, "Teacher, he stepped on my arch." That's Charles Schumer. Maxine Waters is the type that poisoned the water of the other team and screamed that the water of her team was poisoned. They're poisoning him, preventing him from doing his job. And so today we come back to the media downplaying the attacks in London, calling it a firearms incident, a knife incident, a gunfire incident, anything but what it is. But we know what it is. It's Islamic terror. It's not the first time, nor will it be the last time. We have great national security brain trusts inside the Trump administration. Great men like Sebastian Gorka. And yet the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, all but accused him of being a goose-stepping Nazi. Read Paul Sperry's article in the New York Post. Now, who is the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, run by communists, socialists of the lowest order? And they all but accused this man on Trump's national security team of being a goose-stepping Nazi and spread this juicy lie until it was debunked by a writer at Tablet magazine. There is a war for our survival going on. And only by arming yourself with knowledge can you hope to become a loyal soldier in your own survival. And I know that those of you who listen to the show regularly think that you have enough ammunition to discuss these articles, these items, excuse me, these issues with others. But it takes more than knowing how to discuss the issues. It takes the guts to stand up to those who know nothing but call you names. And I'll be back in a minute to help you with that on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, and I am going to talk about something that's important. Believe me, to me it's important, which is a great night's sleep. Because without it, you're not going to have a great day. And I am having a lot of great days today because I get a great night's sleep every night on my Casper mattress. You see, the Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that gives you all the support you need and guarantees that you get the best night's sleep ever. It ships for free in a little box so small you won't believe it holds a mattress. It's real easy to pull into your bedroom. And I happen to love that Casper lets you try the mattress for 100 nights in your own home risk-free. They'll come pick it up if you don't love it, as much as I love mine, and they'll refund you every dime, no questions asked if you don't like it. From its breakthrough design to its packaging to letting you try it for 100 nights, it's no wonder Casper was named one of Fast Company's 50 most innovative brands of 2017. And believe me, sleeping on a mattress is the only way to really try it out. It beats lying on one in a store for just a few minutes. So get a Casper and get a great night's sleep every night like I do. Go to Casper.com. Use code NATION for $50 towards the purchase of your great mattress. That is Casper.com, code NATION, and you're going to get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, code NATION. Terms and conditions apply. Now back to the terrorist event that has occurred in Britain. The WND article that just came out by Michael interviewing me saying Britain's ban on me hasn't stopped terrorism is worth your reading. I linked it up on MichaelSavage.com. I'm also notifying you that in a few minutes after the end of this show, in about an hour or so, the New York Times will release its bestseller list for their publication. It's an all-important list. It's very much like, you know, movies, and which is doing great. My book outsold all the others in its category, meaning nonfiction hardcover. It is number one. Just know it's number one. Everyone knows that in the business. However, how the New York Times determines their own, how they determine it is their own business. They have their own little formula. I don't know what it is. But the thing is, just know that the message of Trump's war has gotten out there, and it's only just begun, because the message needs to be gotten out much further. We don't need to just warn people about what danger they are in. As someone just wrote to me, the liberals don't need to be warned about their godlessness and their lack of reality. They need to be humbled. That's just what I got in an email. So I thought about this. I'm saying to myself, the God-fearing amongst us across the world are saying, if God is good, why has he let this happen in London? The same thing you'd ask about any other attack on innocence, right? Why has he let this happen? And my answer is this, to humble those amongst us who are in denial as a result of the false religion of liberalism, the pomposity of superiority, where you think you know everything, you're great, you're wise, you're righteous. Those of you who have rejected Christianity, rejected Judaism. Those of you who have embraced a political movement, such as liberalism. You depend upon your own belief that your worldview is correct. No matter how many people are run over by radical Islamists, you will deny that it took place for the reason that it took place. You'll be in denial right after the incident. Or you will twist reality and say it was because of Trump that he attacked the people in England. Or you will buy the ISIS line that they were getting even for the British bombing them in Syria. You'll take everything as the truth but the truth itself. And I cannot help you. A man wrote that hell is a place where there is no reason. You're not going to drag me into your hell of insanity. I live in a world of pure, unadulterated reason when I want to. And I'm there right now. I'm clairvoyant in my clarity. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Tomorrow morning, Parliament will meet as normal. We will come together as normal. And Londoners and others from around the world who have come here to visit this great city will get up and go about their day as normal. They will board their trains. They will leave their hotels. They will walk these streets. They will live their lives.
Oh, please.
And we will all move forward
together. Turn her off. Turn this useless fuddy-duddy crumpet-eater off my show. What up? This is what the West has become. A rigid old lady like this saying nothing. It's the death of the West. Welcome to the program, Hour 3. I don't know how to welcome you to something as terrible as this. We're living in the throes of a total meltdown of sanity itself. Here is a one man goes on a mad mayhem in London, shuts the whole city down. Can you imagine if a group of them did this in America? And why are they able to do it? The man is known. He was a hate preacher. He had been thrown out of England and let back in. And they're so afraid of offending Muslims that even after one of them kills a policeman and two other people are injured, or killed, rather, as he runs them over with a truck, they won't say it's Islamic terrorism. They'll just say it's terrorism. There's a rule of warfare. If you can't name your enemy, you can't defeat your enemy. Thus far, we have not named the enemy. They certainly have named us as their enemy. They've named you. We're the infidels. Now, I'm banned from entering England. England bowed down to these murderous, inbred lunatics. They have bowed down to these murderous inbreeds. I'm not allowed to enter England. What prompted this new attack? Ask your progressive friends today. They'll have an answer for you. The multiculturalists have answers for everything. But they're always the wrong answer. They always take the wrong answer. They have no logic. All they have is a doxy. And their doxy is always wrong. It's like a bad religion. So again, I invite you to read the article. Michael Savage was interviewed today. Britain's ban on me hasn't stopped terrorism. It's on michaelsavage.com in the top right, written by WND, published on WorldNet Daily. I don't know if it's going to be linked or is linked anywhere else, but I know it's a darn good article. And I'm very forthright in my opinions. That's why I was banned from entering England in 09. They wanted to balance the list with actual murderers. They put a talker on the list. Can you believe this? Anyway, you get the picture. So where are we today? How do you feel today after this? I'm not going to ask you how you feel. I don't know what you feel. No idea what you feel. We know another terrorist attack has occurred, and the West is in denial once again. And it's all about freedom of speech. Those of us who know what's going on and say what's going on are called every name under the sun. The very tolerant liberals who have tolerance for murderers and Islamic terrorists have no tolerance for those of us who see reality as it is and have the audacity to state it as it is. But there was another man in another time who also saw reality as it is, and he was warning his fellow countrymen in the West itself about Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. His name was Winston Churchill. I was hoping Trump would be our Winston Churchill. Maybe he still can be. But thus far, he said nothing about the Muslim terror attack. He could come out and say that my travel ban was right. He could come out and say my electronics ban is correct, given the evidence we have. I don't know why he's not saying it. I think he's being controlled right now by the wrong advisors. Somebody has taken control of him right now as the health care bill hangs in the balance, and he's trying to appease the Paul Ryans and the liberals in his own party to get the votes necessary to pass it by not offending them with real speech. That's what I'm thinking is going on. But Winston Churchill, who I hope Trump is and can become in his own way, in 1938 gave a speech on the lights going out on freedom in clip number 3. I'd like you to hear it, please.
You see these dictators on their pedestal, surrounded by the bayonets of their soldiers and the truncheons of their police. They are afraid of words and thoughts. Words spoken abroad. Thoughts stirring at home. All the more powerful because forbidden. These terrify them. A little mouse, a little tiny mouse of thought appears in the room. And even the mightiest potentates are thrown into panic. They make frantic efforts to bar out thoughts and words. They're afraid of the workings of the human mind. A state of society where men may not speak their minds, where children denounce their parents to the police, where a businessman or small shopkeeper ruins his competitor by telling tales about his private opinion. Such a state of society cannot long endure if it is brought continually in contact with the healthy outside world.
Well, who was he talking about? He was talking about the Nazis, but who are we talking about? We're talking about the Islamofascists and as well as the progressives in the media, for example. Is that not what they're doing to Donald Trump? Aren't they spreading vicious lies about him one day after another? That psychotic Maxine Waters who belongs in a mental hospital for the tall tale she's telling. One big lie after another about Donald Trump. About sexual escapades that were proven to be made up. About ties to Russia that don't exist, that they created this narrative in order to overthrow Trump during the campaign by the Hillary people. That's such a crazy story itself. I haven't gotten into that today. I meant to. The best thing on that today was I like Sean Spicer a lot, by the way. I think he's a great press secretary. I think that's what he is. And he gave a phenomenal defense, speaking of that subject, today about the so-called issue of Paul Manafort working as a consultant for Russia 10 years ago. Do we have that soundbite, Brian? Oh, you got to hear this. You see, the liars in the Democrat socialist Islamist machine are not only lying to you about terrorism, who is committing it, and why they're committing it. They're lying about everything that Donald Trump does. So now they're trying to smear him through innuendo with an advisor to his campaign named Paul Manafort, who did do consulting for Russia and Ukraine 10 years ago. But they conveniently forgot to tell you about Madeleine Albright, Democrat, former Secretary of State, who has lobbied for China for years now. The last I checked, she was a paid foreign agent. Or Bob Dole, paid foreign agent for China. Not one word in the media, again by the distortionists. You've heard of contortionists, haven't you? People who can twist themselves up in weird ways, putting feet behind their heads. People in the media are distortionists like the contortionists. They twist everything into something that it is not. Listen to Sean Spicer's. We'll start this. You have to listen to this defense of this great issue and come back to the terror event in a minute right now on this Savage Nation program.
To comment briefly on this, I think nothing in this morning's report references any actions by the president, the White House, or any Trump administration official. I think that's got to be clear from the get-go. The report is entirely focused on actions that Paul took a decade ago regarding he's a former advisor of the campaign, and the actions that came to light this morning are about a client that he had last decade. I know I commented on this the other day, and clearly I should have been more precise with respect to Paul's role. So let me clarify this and kind of go through the facts. Paul was hired to oversee the campaign's delegate operation. He had played a significant role in the convention and delegate operations of four previous Republican nominees: Bob Dole, former Presidents George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, and Gerald Ford. And to be clear, he got the job done on the delegates. The president won the Republican nomination after months of speculation after a potentially contested contest convention. In total, he was involved in the campaign for a total of just under 5 months. He was first hired on March 28th to oversee delegate operations. He was made the chief strategist and campaign chairman on May 19th, and his relationship with the campaign ended on August 19th. The AP story focuses on his activities from the last decade. And to place it in context, Paul represented many foreign clients according to publicly available data.
Right, I'm going
to
pick it up from here because I have a transcript of Spicer's comments on Manafort's involvement with Russia. And the most pertinent part is that the Democrats did far worse, not 10 years ago, but as recently as during Hillary Clinton's campaign. Shall I give some of it to you, all of you progressives? Would you like to hear a bit? A Clinton campaign fundraiser whose brother John Podesta chaired Hillary Clinton's campaign last year, not last decade, Tony Podesta, lobbied against sanctions for Russia's largest bank. Did you know that, San Francisco Chronicle? Did you know that? John Podesta, Clinton's campaign chair, sat on the board of a Russian-based energy company. This was something tied to Hillary Clinton. It was the face of the failed Russia reset policy. Spicer said it's not even close to 10 years ago. Not even close to her most significant role with respect to Russia, that's Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State. Did you know that Hillary Clinton, along with the Obama administration, approved the deal that gave Russia one-fifth of America's uranium reserves? Did you know that Hillary's husband, former President Bill Clinton, received over $500,000 for a paid speech by a bank connected to the uranium deal? Did you know any of this? Well, you should know all of it because it's all in Trump's war. Every last word I just told you that was revealed today as the Dems tried to smear Trump through Paul Manafort's involvement with Russia 10 years ago is in Trump's war. There's the ammunition you need. The Democrats did far worse than they didn't do it 10 years ago. They did it during Hillary Clinton's active campaign. That's the main story that you have to hear today on the Savage Nation. Okay? KYAA in Montana, Gary. Quick comment on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say I think Trump's being wise not to comment on this event before all the facts are in, just like we didn't like Obama commenting on Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, George Zimmerman.
Sir, we know the facts. The facts are, and they got the man who did it. They know his name. They know who he is. They know he's a Muslim hate preacher. What more do they need to know?
Well...
Sir, ISIS has taken credit for the attack. What more does Trump need to know to speak out?
Yeah, well, I think he needs...
All he has to do is say ISIS celebrates blood for blood. The suspect is a known Muslim hate preacher. That's why my travel ban makes sense. Goodbye. He could have said that or tweeted that. Why is he not doing it is the question. Thanks for the call. They want the black flag of Sharia over Windsor Castle. They've said so. They want the black flag of Sharia over your wife's face. They want the black flag of Sharia over the White House. What is it going to take for you stupid morons on the left to understand that you are in as grave danger as we are? If I can't get through to you, nobody can. And so I'll take a quick break on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. News for me, for Donald Trump, for all of you. It just happened. I just got an email minutes ago from my publisher in New York. This is the first time I have achieved the number one status on the New York Times list in over 22 years. This is the first of my nonfiction books in over 20 years that was number one. I mean, the others were like number three, four, or five. It says, it's my great pleasure, Michael, to tell you that Trump's War is number one. Congratulations, you are top of the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. Now, what this means to you is that you bet on a winner. You bet on Donald Trump, and you also bet on a book that will live for a long time to come. Why is the book important for you to have tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow? Why? Because Trump has a war going on right now that is, in essence, a war that all of us wish him to be fighting. He has an economic war. He has a war to repeal Obamacare. He has a war for our borders. He has a culture war. He has a war to restore the military. He has a war against the war machine itself. He has a war against the rhinos, Chapter 8. He has a war to restore real science, which I hope to help him with in Chapter 9. He has a war for the First Amendment, a war for the Second Amendment. How about this chapter? Does this ring a bell to you folks now that we know that they spied on him? Is this prescient or what? Trump's war against the deep state. Trump's war against the deep state. Do you remember what that slimy Charles Schumer said a while ago with that nasty New York Deli voice of his? When he said, you know, when you tamper with the with the intelligence agencies that get back at you? Six ways to Sunday. Well, now it turns out that they've been exposed for being the sneaks that they are, many of them, and, by the way, having committed crimes. And I can guarantee you some of them are going to prison. Some of the top people in the intelligence community just might go to prison. Trump's war against the deep state, I name names. And then there's the battle plan. So this book is going to be important if you bought it for the next, let's say, 4 years. You're going to refer to this book for four straight years. Do you know that? I'm not writing another political book. I can guarantee the publisher is going to call me today and say, Michael, please write another political book. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I told you I won't. I'm doing the God book. I'm having enough trouble getting all of that together. I'm not doing another political book. So this is it. Hopefully for the next 8 years, this will become your Bible, your political Bible. So thank you very much for buying the book on Amazon or BNN or going to the bookstores. And the war has only just begun. It hasn't ended. It's just begun. But I'm number one with your help. I'm number one with your help, which is an amazing fact of reality. It's one man alone. Banned on Fox News, all the girls with the shoes and the legs. Even that creature on MSNBC is beating them now. That's how bad they become. The MSNBC creature, the liar with the tax returns, whose name I forget. I don't butch something. I don't remember her name. I can't remember. Here, I gave her a nickname. I'm so fond of her. Here she comes up with fake news about Trump's tax returns, and even she's beating Fox News. Why is Fox News in such a free fall right now? Why? Did you hear the reportage on the Muslim terror attack in London? Did you hear them say Muslim once? No, 19% owned by a certain Middle Eastern prince. Have you ever seen Michael Savage on Fox News, Bill O'Reilly? No, you haven't, because I am blacklisted there. It's another country. I live in another country. So I thank you for your support. It's this little radio show and a few websites that did it. Think about the power of that.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
I just got the news in the last few minutes that the book is number one on the New York Times bestseller list, so thank you for reading and buying Trump's War. The number two book was by George Bush. Apparently it's a group of watercolors of his, of injured soldiers. I've not read it. It's certainly a noble gesture on his part, but it's interesting to me that this immigrant son from the Bronx, New York, could write a book at this phase of my life and beat the former president of the United States on the bestseller list. I think that says something. Pardon me, that says an awful lot about the nature of our times. And it also says an awful lot about the message in Trump's war as opposed to the message in Bush's war. I would think so. There's something there. He's not a very popular individual right now. He was seen as a tepid rhino and as a sort of no different than the big government types that we don't like right now. And people went and bet on this book. I mean, it didn't hurt that I got assaulted last Tuesday, the day of publication. In fact, it was the day that my book was published on March 14th that I was unfortunately assaulted outside a restaurant in Tiburon, California. And, of course, that attracted worldwide publicity. That didn't hurt. So I guess I'm giving you advice. If you write a book, try to get assaulted somewhere and see if you can make it to the news. Yeah, right. I'm being sarcastic. Maybe there's some truth in that. But the fact is that on that case alone, the police report has not yet been published, if you can believe it. They still haven't arrested the guy who did this to me and the other guy. He's not been arrested yet. I mean, the wheels of justice turn slowly, but I mean, maybe they fell off the cart altogether. Nevertheless, we'll see where this goes. I continue to work no matter what I go through. I told you I had Bell's palsy a few years ago and went back to work the next day and overcame it with my own methodologies, and I've been very fortunate, thank God, so far. So I keep on going. I do it for a number of reasons. One, because I have a tremendous spirit to win, number one. And number two, and I shouldn't ever forget this, I haven't said it in a long time, I do it for my dead brother, Jerome. I told you that I have two hearts that beat inside my chest. That's why I'm still living. He never had a chance to talk or to see or to hear. And I said to you, even in my book, Teddy and Me, remember that book? I wrote about my silent brother and how he taught me how to communicate with animals and how to communicate with audiences. Audiences are basically an animal in a certain way. They're not a person that you're communicating with on a personal level. And I learned that gift through a brother who never spoke. So I don't know how to say thank you to him. He's not here. If there is another world and another heaven, maybe he's there. I don't know, proud of me or something. I don't really know how that works, but I don't know. It's all a miracle. When you look at it, you look at your own life, things that happen, both good and bad. There's some kind of miraculous element to all of it. There's some miraculous thing going on in the world. And, you know, things have happened to me in my career this year that was so devastating, I didn't think I could go on. It demoralized me. And I internalized what was done to me. I made it very personal, and it started to cause a lot of internal damage in my psyche, in my body. But I overcame it. Book came out. Book is number one. So despite the fact that short-sighted individuals eviscerated some stations from my affiliation list that never should have been done, because my ratings were fantastic on some of these stations, despite that, the book is number one. Think about that. So what does that tell you? It tells you that my audience is very loyal, as I've known for a long time, but more importantly, what are they loyal to and what are they loyal about? What are they loyal to? What is it that they're so loyal to? What is it that they're listening for? My message, borders, language, culture, his battle for America. I've had this battle going on for 20 years, so when I subtitled Trump's War and his battle for America, I was personalizing and projecting my own war. He became the front runner, the standard bearer, the flag bearer. He was the man holding the flag on Iwo Jima for all of us, and he still is. And we cannot let the enemies of our freedom bring him down and rip the flag out of his hand. So now let's bring it all home to now. Psycho Libs describe Muslim murderer as bearded man. Everything but what he was, when we know who he was. It wasn't an unknown man for unknown reasons. It wasn't just a deranged man. There was a man who did it for religious reasons. We know his name. British Parliament attacker was radical Muslim cleric. Abu Izzaddin. Convicted of inciting terrorist acts in England, but not kicked out of England. He's not banned from Britain. I am. He's a well-known Islamist extremist, formerly known as Trevor Brooks. Born to Jamaican parents in the UK. Isn't that wonderful? Converted to Islam when he was 17. How's that for a good convert? How's that for the religion of peace, teaching him to turn the other cheek? No, they taught him to cut the other cheek. In January of 2016, Izzaddin, who was killed today by cops after stabbing a cop, in January of this year, of 2016, a year ago, him and another Islamist militant were given 2 years in the slammer for breaching the Terrorism Act by leaving the UK without first notifying the police, according to the BBC. They were then found on a train in Hungary that was headed for Bucharest, Romania. In 2008, he was convicted of inciting terrorist acts and funding terrorism after giving hate-filled speeches at the Regent's Park Mosque in London, but they still didn't kick him out. They prevented Michael Savage from entering London. It just shows you how psychotic they are. In 2014, Live League video shows activists of the real Brits, the descendants of those who actually created Britain, not these pansies hiding under their desk in Parliament, the real British men of the British First Defense Force, clashing with this Muslim convert and notorious hate preacher Anjem Choudhury as they walk down the street in London. An activist says to the camera, "That was Abu Izzaddin, a man who says he wants to die as a suicide bomber." They knew it. The so-called white nationalists knew who he was. The so-called evil right-wingers in England, they knew who he was, and they were trying to warn England that he wanted to die as a suicide bomber because he said he did. And all you psychopathic liberals, Izzaddin often condemned the U.S. on his Twitter account like you do. He wrote, "Texas attacked the USA as a crusader nation at war with believers. They worship the cross. We worship the one who created the prophet Jesus," he wrote in May 2015, after the attack outside a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. He once told the BBC that the terrorists behind the 05 London suicide bombing should be praised widely. He was not kicked out of England. I am kicked out of England. I am not allowed to enter England. And that is why England is dying. Because it's run by a ninny right now. A ninny of the lowest order. An old woman who's good only for serving tea and crumpets in a parlor house somewhere. Certainly not for saving a nation from these bearded psychotics. who would cut all of their throats and make them bow and submit to Mecca. Now, there's nothing more I can say about this. We have the same elements here in the United States of America. CNN called the attack today as a firearm incident. I can't make this up, can I? Firearm incident. ISIS attack, firearm incident. Morris on KSFO Line 2, go ahead, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank you and congratulate you for getting on the top of the reading list there for the news there. But at the same time, I want to thank you for just being who you are. I've been listening to you for a while. I normally don't call in, but today I got in, and I just wanted to thank you for telling the truth, because the American public basically has no idea how their government runs, and they've turned it over to people who should be out of Congress
Absolutely. Look what they're doing to a good man like Donald Trump. Look how they're lying about him. First, they create the lie about the collusion with Russia. It was a lie created by the Podesta team, so far as I know, to help get Hillary elected. And then now they're drinking their own Kool-Aid, and they're swimming in their own lies, and they're now feeding each other with these big lies. How much worse does it get than a psychotic like Maxine Waters gets up there and says things about impeachment without any proof or evidence of having committed any kind of impeachable events, but she's already condemned him and convicted him? Sounds very much like someone here in San Francisco named Nancy Pelosi, another babbler, another fool on the Hill. 855-407-282. What is this now on WABC? Bill, line 3, what's your comment, please? I'd love to hear it.
Last night, so I live here in Liberal Princeton, and last night, for the first time, I went in to buy one of your books in Barnes & Noble. I've always bought them online, but after your play yesterday to go out and put it over the top for number one, I went in, looked at the octagon, every side. It wasn't on the shelf. I said, uh-oh, here we go. So I went over to one of the other new seller shelves or new book sales shelves. And there it was, and I waited online and brought it to the lady at the counter, and she said, ooh, do you listen to him as well, in a very heavy German accent? And I said, of course I do. She said, he's very smart. He's very angry, too, but he's very smart. And I said, but he's also entertaining, the only entertaining conservative talk show host on the radio, in my opinion. So,
well, thank you for your support. That's all I could say is listeners like you that make this show thrive, that make my advertisers come aboard, and also helps the sale of a book that's so important in our time, because this book will live for a long time now, in that it's not a one-shot deal, Bill. This is not for today. It's Trump's war, which will be going on for at least the next 3.5 years, if not 7.5 more years, Maxine Waters, because long after you're on the ash heap of history, Maxine, Trump will still be president. I can guarantee it. And you could take that to the rotten bank that you invest your money in. What do they say I'm so angry? Where's the anger? I have no anger. Why do they confuse passion with anger? Why are they so afraid of a man who speaks like a man is supposed to speak? Where did this come from, this nation of ninnies, that if a person speaks forcefully, they're angry? Where did that happen? Supposed to whisper? I don't whisper. Why are we living in a society where a man's voice itself is considered a threat? That's what we've come down to? We're supposed to all whisper? I don't know how to whisper. I've seen the culture being destroyed in front of my eyes. Right here in San Francisco, there's no greater example than this corrupt city of ours. I love this city. I moved here in 1974, and I do not intend to leave. Although I have a home in Los Angeles, I rarely go to it. Although I have a home in Florida, I rarely go to it. I stay here in a small place for one reason, is where I belong, because I love it here. And no amount of psychopathic behavior or babble from the liberals is going to drive me out of here, because I know that I'm right and I know that they're wrong. I know that I'm into survival and they're into suicidal behavior. It's that simple. So I'm not leaving. KSFO, John, line one, what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, great job. Congrats on the book. Awesome job.
Thank you.
As always. Just some thoughts. I grew up near Haight-Ashbury there in San Francisco. I live up in the conservative part of the state now, but it's kind of funny. I think back and listen to you talk about borders, language, and culture, and how the culture shifted in the 60s, and all those folks that were drugged out and turned Golden Gate Park into a trash heap. It was really not the summer of love. It was the summer of stench. And all those people go somewhere, and they went into the media, they went into our educational system, And that's where the tipping point was. And I saw it as a boy, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Watching. Well, they also went into Congress. They became the Nancy Pelosi's, who espoused the counterculture as though they're on the front lines of some culture war with amongst the richest people on the planet, still selling that malarkey. Dianne Feinstein having the nerve to say to Mr. Gorsuch yesterday, you're going to be for the little guy or for the big corporations when her husband is one of the biggest contractors in the world? Can you imagine getting away with that other than with people who are so drugged out they don't even know what she's saying?
No, you nailed it, and I saw it firsthand. And, yeah, they became career politicians, and the whole country shifted in San Francisco during the 60s, and it's amazing to watch these people that are still rebelling about things they have no idea what they're talking about, and it still permeates to this day. You keep up.
Well, of course I agree with you, but I want to say something right now that I said earlier in the show hours ago. I said that even a strawberry has barbs on the berry. If you look at a strawberry under a microscope or even with a magnifying glass, you'll see little barbs. And that is because nature has evolved these barbs to protect the berry from predators like honeybees or bees, whatever eats a strawberry, bugs, let's say. It has to crawl through the barbs to get to the soft underbelly of the strawberry. That's a very apt metaphor for what we're living through now. The police, the soldiers, are the barbs on our berry. And take a look who attacks them, who try to take away the very barbs that would protect the soft underbelly of America, protect our most vulnerable, in this case from Muslim radical terrorists who would kill them. Who's trying to stop it? Here in San Francisco, they put us at great risk of another terrorist attack because the sick people who run this city are refusing to cooperate with the federal government in the war on terror, opening us up to a potential terror attack virtually any day now. I'll be right back on The Savage Nation. Thanks for making my book, Trump's War, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Now you can put that in your pot pipe and smoke it, all you would-be writers out here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Gonna... of thanks to be said right now, and I know it's a radio show and I should be talking about the terror attacks. I have been for almost 3 hours now, but I want to thank all the people involved in helping make this book, Trump's War, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I don't know who to begin thanking first. I want to thank my editor, Kate Hartson at Hachette. I want to thank my agent, Ian Kleinert. She said, I'm your proud editor, just over the moon. You're the best, with love and admiration. Kate, she is the one who motivated me to do this book. Kate is also the person who insisted on doing Teddy and Me. I had forgotten I wanted to do a dog book. She said, we're going to do a dog book. And she sent out the great dog photographer, the pet photographer, Vince Romini, who took the greatest pictures in the world of Teddy. I know many of you love that book. Kate is also the editor who believes in me to the extent that she said, yes, you want to do a God book? We're going to do the God book. So all I can say is there's a lot of people involved. I'm probably missing some people here and there, and I apologize if I am. I want to thank my team here on the Savage Nation, Jim Verde, who gets the calls, Robert Borowski, who runs the board like an organist. I was just telling Robert yesterday, there are very few people in the radio business who can do the job he does. It is so hard to be a board operator for me because I'm not one of these cookie-cutter talk show hosts where they know everything in advance that I'm going to do, where I read a script. He knows that if I change direction or mood and I want a certain song, he can almost read my mind and put it in there. And he searches for it before I even request it. So it's a team, a very tight team. Book number one, New York Times bestseller list. In normal times, in a fair nation, I'd be on every major news television show in the country. But in a country that worships at the feet of Satan, I will not.
Savage.